Listeners to this program know that we are big fans of short stories. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two brand new collections of short fiction from a pair of authors whose names and earlier work may be familiar to you, but if not, this is a great time to get to know them. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. In Fools for Love, her first story collection since 1988, Helen Schulman peeks into the romantic lives of a loosely connected community of characters. Quote, many moons ago, my beloved husband, Miguel Herrera, have you heard of him? Gave an earth-shaking performance in an event space in the East Village, Henderson Square. Actually, our friend Hattie Henderson's studio apartment, which completely changed our lives. Anna Herrera's tale of her husband Miguel's appearance in the same-sex performance of Sam Shepard's Fools for Love, the play that gives both story and collection its title and theme, is actually the account of how she met her second husband, a marriage we return to in the last story in the book, at which point Herrera is just an ethnic surname she picked up in a short heartbreak of a marriage, a name that has stood me well all these years, grant and prize-winning wise. While several of the characters in this first story reappear elsewhere, the collection also goes off on wild tangents, such as a story narrated by the evil baby, Lucien H., and a tale of forbidden love with a married Orthodox rabbi in Paris. In multiple stories, people come back from the dead, and everywhere there are sentences to make you laugh. Thank God she'd grown up at a time when lunatic sexual behavior was expected. She'd been able to have her cake and eat it whenever she wanted without any damage to her reputation. As the Kirkus reviewer said, never underestimate the power of a good story to lift your spirits. If you have never read Joan Silber, whose latest is titled Mercy, it is time you did. Silber has been a critical darling for years. When I was on the board of the National Book Critics Circle, we gave her the Fiction Prize. But despite all these honors, she still flies somewhat under the radar. I think the same readers who have made Ann Patchett, Elizabeth Strout, and Jennifer Egan household words would love her. So if you are in this group, try Mercy, Joan Silber's 10th book of fiction, for starters. Like its predecessors, Mercy is a novel in stories, a single fictional universe with a rotating cast of narrators, connected by threads of plot and meaning that unfold over the course of the book. At the same time, the sections leap decades and continents to uniquely dazzling effect. Mercy has six sections, one for each of its main characters. We meet three of them in the first story, narrated by Ivan, who looks back some 50 years to his misspent youth in New York City of the 1970s when asked by his daughter what's the worst thing he's ever done. Lying to your mom about her kale salad, he says. But to us, the reader, he will tell the real story. This tone of intimate confiding runs all through the book. Every narrator will tell us things they hide from other people, reminiscing about their adventures and misadventures in a conversational tone that really feels like you are being directly addressed. The central questions set up by Ivan's opening story remain on the table, even as Silber's roomy form opens the door to new ones. If you're interested in friendship and betrayal, pain and relief, the power of sex, the ever-present mixture of love and misunderstanding between generations of a family, the process of coming to terms with one's past, the characters of Mercy have some stories they want to tell you.
The books are Fools for Love by Helen Schulman and Mercy by Joan Silber. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WYPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.